Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with Champions League chat and Graham Potter's Chelsea, of course, beat Salzburg. The match was live on TalkSport 2. Here's the fallout.
Referee blows the full-time whistle and Chelsea are through to the knockout stages of the Champions League. A third Champions League win in a row after the double over Milan. They come here to Salzburg and inflict the first defeat at home for the Austrian champions in 40 games.
Not easy to win here, as you can see from the record that they have and the quality of the team. So we had to play well. I thought we did perform really well. Created some good chances in the first half. And lucky not to go more than 1-0 up, I think. And then one action and the quality of the level, you can see we're 1-1. And I thought our response then was really good. Delighted to go through, delighted with the performance of the players. I thought they were fantastic tonight. And then, yeah, to go through with a game spare is brilliant considering where we started the competition.
Job done for Manchester City and congratulations to them. They have won this group. Dortmund are through thanks to the penalty save from Kobel to deny Riyad Mahrez. City stopping Dortmund scoring at home. The first team to do that in 55 games. Big grins on the faces of Edin Terzic and Pep Guardiola.
You know, the result was good for us as well, for them. They defend 5-4-1, striker dropping, and they didn't want to push, so we make a long, long possessions, and both teams are happy to that. We are first in the group again, and they are happy because they will be as well in the next 16.
Riyad Mahrez, left-footed, saved by the diving Kobel, and that's another one that Riyad Mahrez has missed in keeping, unfortunately, with what's been a difficult night for him.
I admire a lot the courage and the bravery to the guys who did the penalty, but this one reality is not about Riyad. And since we arrived here, I don't know how many millions of penalties we have missed, so, and this is a big problem. And we did it in this competition a few times, like when you miss it, it's difficult. Riyad was, Narciso was exceptional 2 years ago, 3 years ago. He shoot the penalty to make 1-1 here to help us to reach the first time. And I was this group, a semi-final Champions League, and he was so, so productive, but lately I miss it. So he will reflect, he will practice, and of course he can take a break right now, the penalties.
Celtic 1, Shakhtar Donetsk 1. They were already out of the Champions League. Now Celtic have missed out on a chance to continue in Europe in the new year by failing to win at home again. Their last win at Parkhead in the Champions League group stage was back in 2013.
They can come on and say they're the biggest clubs in Scotland, the biggest clubs in the world, the biggest... It counts for nothing. This is where it really counts. Look, Rangers last season were magnificent in the Europa League. They were magnificent. They've come up short by some distance. The champions, Celtic, come up short by... It's embarrassing, mate. I'd love to know from Celtic and Rangers fans, really, where they genuinely see themselves right now in the world of football. They are fourth tier.
All right, let's go to David, who is a Celtic fan. All right, Dave.
How you going, you all right?
Yeah, Dave. Sorry about Jason Cundy. He's sticking the boot in.
Cundy, you're a disgrace, mate. Honestly, you just talk absolute waffle.
I agree, Dave, to be honest with you. I think he's out of order. Like, I think it's harsh.
You've obviously not watched the game because Celtic dominated. Like they have done against Leipzig twice. Against Shakhtar twice, the first half against Real Madrid. I mean, you're loading us with Rangers. Don't do that. Like, you know, they have been awful in Europe, but to say we've been bad, I think that's unfair.
Well, the reality is, Dave, is that you're going out and it's not even Halloween and you've got no European football. You haven't even got Europa League. You're not even close.
That's all because all the games are early because of the World Cup.
Well, don't blame me for that. It's not my fault. Is it?
You should talk to FIFA. But, no, like, come on.
You must you know be... That. Dave, come on. Don't fence with me. You must be embarrassed. You thought you... I thought you'd get out of the group. I've seen enough of Celtic.
No, you didn't.
I thought you had a chance. Right,
yeah,
and now you're not. You're not even going to finish. You're lucky to finish bottom of this group.
That's harsh.
Now, Aston Villa have appointed former Arsenal boss Unai Emery as their new manager. Ex-Palace owner Simon Jordan believes the Spaniard's reputation was in tatters after his time at the Emirates, and he cannot afford a repeat of that.
He was flaking at the end. I think he lost control of the dressing room. I think he lost control of the mentality in the club, and he lost control of his representation in the media. Now, in all of those things, those are the three component parts of a manager's success: managing the players, making sure that the fans are on side, and handling the media. And yeah, he lost all three. Now, you go away, you rebuild, you recalibrate, you come back a different animal. They won't do to him this time round what they did to him last time round.
Yeah.
But notwithstanding that, the Premier League is an animal that will eat you if you're not at it, on it and across it.
On now to England and Everton defender Connor Cody, or Ceci, or Peniston, as no one calls him, discussing next month's World Cup and that all players are thinking about a call-up for Qatar.
The most exciting time in a footballer's career when a World Cup's coming up. I think everybody will tell you the same thing. It's an incredible feeling. And listen, I think if you're an English player and you weren't speaking about it, it would be a bit silly. So kind of over the coffee, we'll speak. Oh, who do you think you'll take there? Or so-and-so is doing well. Or I seen this morning, obviously, Ruben Loftus-Cheek speaking about, obviously, England going and different things. So everybody's thinking about it. It's so, so exciting for everybody. I think people just think it's exciting for supporters. Believe me, as a player in, you feel it coming round and you see it coming round and you see other players playing well and different things, and it would be incredible. It would be incredible. So we don't sit there and go, oh, great block tack, you think you've got a chance there, you know? Or whatever it may be. But over a coffee, over lunch and whatever it may be, we kind of have a sit down and go, I wonder if he'll take... Do you know what I mean? So I think that's quite normal. I think that's quite normal what we do, because we're human beings and we're excited for what's ever coming.
Now, here's an exclusive interview with the Liverpool defender Joe Gomez, who has been speaking ahead of the clash tonight in the Champions League with Ajax. Gomez told TalkSport's Alex Crook that it's been a tough year, to quote, with the Reds languishing in eighth place in the Premier League. I shouldn't laugh.
There does not appear to be an easy fix for Liverpool's travel sickness. Five Premier League away games this season, no wins.
I think, obviously, it's been a tough year. A lot less consistency than I think we've sort of set the standard of in the last few years. And yeah, it's obviously not where we want it to be, but I think everyone in the building has the desire to try and treat the next game like it's the most important and try and make it right, sort of thing.
Do you see similarities maybe between this season and the year after you won the title, when again you picked up a lot of injuries, you were quite a long way adrift at the Champions League places, but slowly but surely managed to claw it back and ended up finishing in the top four? Can you learn some lessons from that season and use them now to get back on track?
Like in life, it's never going to be plain sailing. I think obviously there's top teams out there that are always going to be top. I think City have set incredible standards that I'm sure in like years to come will be looked back on and showing how dominant they've been. But I think, yeah, I mean, fundamentally, there's still a lot to play for. I think we're obviously going to push right till the end of the season in the Premier League, and we're still in a position to qualify to the next round of Champions League, and then the cups are still there, and that has to be our belief. I think that is the belief in the building, and giving up is not an option, and we certainly won't play that. There obviously is frustrations and has been at some of the results. There's no denying that, but there's definitely a clear desire to keep the mission the same and keep persevering and pushing on.
Now, here's QPR manager Michael Beale, Ian's son, speaking exclusively on the White and Jordan show. Now, last week he turned down the Wolves job. He told TalkSport that it would barely have been a step up moving to Molineux. Wow, that's surprising.
as it stands at the moment, and listen, the goalposts do move, we're the 21st best team in England at the moment, and Wolves are the 19th. So it's not such a massive jump. I do get the league and everything that comes with it, but it's important that you're in the right club with the right project. I feel here that I can speak to the owners very openly every single day, and I can speak to Les and Lee, who's the CEO, very clearly, and help them build a club. And those things are really important to me in my first job. I just didn't feel it was the right time. I'd invited a lot of players to come and join the club, and I had to sell the project to them. And so it was important that I see that through.
On now to the Spurs gaffer, Antonio Conte, head of the Champions League clash with Sporting Lisbon.
Oi, just say Sporting, mate. No one bothers with Lisbon.
No one bothers with you. Shut up.
Yeah? You're talking to yourself.
Yeah? So are you. Anyway, just play the tape.
On the back of the star, it's only a small thing, but interesting. It says Conte dig at rivals.
In November, we were 90, and we were playing a conference league, Tottenham. And you are talking that Chelsea and United is in transition. And they won 2 years ago, Champions League, last season World Cup, United second, and with Cristiano Ronaldo, Varane, Sancho, and Anthony. This is in transition. Yeah, and I hope one day to be in transition this way.
I'm Jim White, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Now, Middlesbrough have appointed former Man United midfielder Michael Carrick as their new head coach. He's been unveiled, not literally, that'd be weird, at the Riverside. He was asked if he'd spoken to his old boss, Sir Alex Ferguson. Here's his response.
Yeah, I spoke to Sir Alex a few times. Probably spoke to him over the last year, since I stopped playing. I spoke to him more since I stopped playing. Didn't really want to get too close to him when I was a player. But yeah, so I spoke to him a lot, yeah. I think he's obviously it's well documented that he has a real pride and a care about ex-players progressing and being coaches, managers, and takes a real care and pride in helping them as well. So he's certainly done that to me, and I really appreciate what the advice he's giving.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening to the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. A reminder, straight after us at 7 p.m, it's Ajax against Liverpool in the Champions League. Come on, the surface cleaner. Presented by Adrian Durham. Over on TalkSport 2, it's Bayern against Bayern Munich. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first of all, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
Oi, Goldson, do you think Ajax will clean up?
Oh, shut up, you idiot.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.